Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
No other saint has probably had more debate than Saint Mary Magdalene, or Saint Mary of Magdala. Some scholars say that she was the sinful woman who washed Jesus' hair. And then others say that's a different Mary. Others about the seven demons. And the demons that come out of Mary Magdala doesn't mean that she is a sinful woman. So there's a lot of debate. And I guess the point being is it doesn't really matter. We're all sinners. And while all of us aren't possessed by seven demons, we're certainly harassed. We're certainly obsessed, maybe even oppressed by demons. And that is why I continue to tell you all to remember to fight with deliverance prayers. And also remember that you are loved by God no matter what. No matter what, the fact that you are hearing my voice means that He created you. He loved you into creation. There's no mistakes. God doesn't make mistakes. You are here on this earth for a purpose. You have been given talents, charisms that are specifically yours. Each and every one of us is called to love and serve and to know God and to live for His purpose, which is the first and second greatest commandments, to keep God centered in our lives. Not the center, centered. In my opinion, our lives should revolve around God. Everything we do should be spinning off of that central core of God in our lives, talking to Him all day, thanking Him all day, praising Him, praying to Him, spending that silent time so that we can get to know how His voice is in our life, how our body reacts to His spiritual ways of communicating to us, how He uses the physical world to talk to us through nature, through TV, through other media, through me. So whether you're battling sinful ways and not able to forgive yourself, whether you are really desperate to know God's voice in your life, but you're not quite there with your prayer, you don't really know exactly what His voice and His way of communicating to you is yet, or you're not fighting those demons every single day, because their job is to pull you away from God. So let's look at all that together. Who is winning in your life? Is it evil? Are you being duped into believing that God doesn't love you? Hello, that's a lie. Are you being duped into thinking that you'll never be able to get out of this sinful behavior? That's a lie. Are you being duped that you need to earn God's love? Lie. Do you think that you can't learn how to pray? You're just not gifted spiritually? Lie. Do you forget to deliver spirits to fight every day? That's what they try to do, is make us forget that this is not normal. We are not supposed to feel all anxious and worried and fearful and frustrated and resentful and judgmental and gossipy. That's not who we're supposed to be. They will know our Christian. We are Christian by our love. By our love. They will know we're Christian by our love. It does not mean that you do not tell the truth and you're this wishy-washy, wimpy person. It means you do tell the truth, and that's why I hammer deliverance. It has to be a part of your day, because the more that you deliver the spirits away that bring you that anger, that fear, that anxiousness, that worry, that lack of forgiveness and resentment, that self-loathing and self-hatred of yourself, the more that those come, the more you need to cast them away. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bind the spirit of X. And if you don't have the Father Ripperger Deliverance Prayers for the Laity book, which has all these incredibly wild spirits in there, get it. Or have someone get it for you. I know there are some people, even that I coach, that are in places like Ireland and Australia where you can't get the books that we can get in America, even on Amazon, because they won't take credit cards or something like that. So do your best, because I'm not sure that that book is on Amazon, to be honest. And I know lots of you don't want to support Amazon, but when you go to those individual bookstore places, it's sometimes hard to pay with foreign currency. But the end of the game here is all I'm saying. We have to be proactive in our spiritual life. We have to pay attention and purposefully live. And we've got to have God not only there for us to fill us with His Spirit, but to also help deliver the spirits that are poking at us all day. I forgot to finish the prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bind the spirit of X, and I command you to go to the foot of the holy cross for Jesus Christ to pour His precious blood on you and to receive your sentence. And then, it's so important, fill yourself with His Spirit. God the Father, in your Son's name, Jesus, please fill me with your blessings. Fill me with your peace, your joy, your love, your temperance, your forgiveness, your confidentiality, your generosity, your kindness, your piety. Ask Him to fill you with more faith, because if you're questioning where your life is going or concerned about the world, worried about people who don't believe the same things you believe, wondering when they're going to be awake, we got to give it to God and trust. It's happening in my own house. So keep delivering. I remember 2-3 nights ago, maybe it was longer than that. It was probably last week. I was looking through the spiritual books and I realized, oh my goodness, there's like the spirit of hiccups and sneezing attacks. Some people have allergies. I've been delivering watery eyes. Oh my goodness, my husband just opened up the garage in the middle of this podcast. It's a really loud garage door that we have, so my apologies if you can hear that. Anyway, that being said, we were sitting there, I had the hiccups, I did a deliverance prayer, and they went away. That never happens. My husband witnessed it. I prayed over him twice for sneezing attacks. And he looked at me and I said, yeah, I mean, you would think, why would they bother me with these little things? Well, that's what they are. They're little annoyers. And they just want to keep us farther away from God. So that, my friends, is the focus today. On this feast day of Saint Mary Magdala, what is it that we should be learning, regardless of what they say? Was she the woman with all the sins? Even if she's not, she had 7 demons that were cast out of her. And she was there at the cross and the first one to be in the tomb and became the apostle of the apostles. So let's call on Saint Mary Magdalene today and ask her to pray for us and intercede for us so that we can keep God centered in our life and have our life revolve around him so that we can fight the spiritual war today and we can love like Jesus loves and we can be that apostle and disciple and go share the awesome news. All right, everyone, I love you all. I truly, truly do. Take that step toward God today in a big way. Love yourself. Love those around you. Forgive yourself and others. And stay close to the heart of Jesus and his precious blood. Use it to protect yourself and cast out those demons today and every day. Speaking of day, have a blessed and inspired one.
This is Kevin O'Brien of EWTN's Theater of the Word. I'm excited also to teach middle school and high school literature, speech, and drama with homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. Your student can meet with me online for a live, interactive class. Whether you take apologetics with John Martinoni or grade school with Jackie De La Viaga or any of the other 400-plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, online Catholic learning for your homeschooling family is available for you.